This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
Give me the strength to get up.
Asian White Hits.
This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. Hello and welcome to another episode. It's great to have you with us. I am Jay John, and on the other side of the studio right now is
Robert.
Robert! How are you, Robert? You're not Jeanette.
No, I'm not Jeanette, but I swear I heard some screaming from the hospital. I think she's really wanting to come back.
You're clearly not Jeanette, because you're a well-mannered person.
Well, some might say that.
Jeanette's
yes.
A little naughty. Do you reckon you can just turn it up a little bit? Just a little bit more naughty for Jeanette?
I don't think I can go up anymore. I think I'm already at 11.
I feel like, I don't know, the dynamic is just a bit strange. I'm used to being put down. I'm used to filth. I'm used to fart jokes. But I don't think that's your cup of tea, is it?
No, yeah. Not really. I'm already dialed to 11, so I think we'll dial it back a bit.
Look, we've got a big show for you today. We're going to be speaking to Korea FM's Chance Dolan, who's also part of Asian Pop Radio now. Have you been listening to his Korean news updates?
I haven't had a...
You can say it again.
I haven't had.
It's been amazing.
I haven't had a waking moment, but...
he's doing some good stuff.
I trust you on that.
Look, because we said, well, it's great to talk about K-pop all the time. It's great to talk about Asian pop music all the time. But I think people are very interested in what's happening in the world of news and current affairs as well. So we just try to inject that little bit of current affairs stuff because,
well,
you know,
got to keep up with the world as well.
Our listeners are mature. They don't want to just hear about kiddie stuff all the time. Yeah. Sometimes, not all the time.
Sometimes, but not at all. Yeah.
We're also going to be having a chat to our world's oldest K-pop fan, Cassandra Bredsell. Always got some good stuff to say, Cassandra.
She's great.
She loves her K-pop. And
she does.
She sort of knocks down those stereotypes. It's okay to be a mature, aged individual and like K-pop. Between Cassandra and I, there's about 70 years in the mix.
There's no age limits. No age limits.
And we've got some great music coming up. Would you like to tell us a little bit about it, Robert?
We've got some Viet from our music director.
Mm-hmm.
Luc Troy, I think it is.
That's the song.
I'm sorry.
MP. Song Tung MP. Something close to that.
I can't even read my own notes. How about that?
He's probably the biggest Vietnamese pop star at the moment. 2017 is all about him. A million followers on Twitter, doing some good stuff.
Yeah, he is big, and it's definitely for a very good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else?
We've got... Diane Trisha.
Nice. We'll be talking to her hopefully, I think, tomorrow? Hopefully tomorrow, yeah.
Hopefully, yep. We've got some Indonesian music, which we haven't heard for quite a while, actually.
Yeah, well, SBS, Indonesian music in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to up that, don't we?
Definitely.
We need more Indo-pop.
Absolutely. And then we've got some more from Japan with Yui.
Nice.
Certainly one that I think people will recognise, this track. Then we've... coming up with some Orange Caramel and BTOB.
Excellent. B2B, love B2B. And we'll be hopefully finishing the show with Malaysian recording artist Amy Yo, who we spoke to a couple months ago now, but incredibly talented individual. Let's start with some of your favourite classic K-pop. 21 in the club on the Jeanette J. John Show on Asian Pop Radio. In the club, in the house.
In the house.
In the house, playing in the club, in the house. In the house. What? That was 21 with In The Club on the Jeanette J. John Show on Asian Pop Radio. I don't know if you saw last week on our Facebook page, asianpopfb.com/AsianPopRadio, that I posted a clip of Emma Stone from a year or so ago. You know, she's incredibly popular at the moment, actress from America. She just won a heap of awards with the La La Land crew. She's like that redheaded beautiful woman. Yeah, she's amazing. Yeah. She's definitely, without a doubt, my favorite actress at the moment. I just think she's got this amazing presence, beautiful smile, talented, seems to be like a really decent, down-to-earth kind of person. And like, I just love her already. And then I found a clip with her on Conan O'Brien's show, and she was talking about how much she loves K-pop. And I'm like,
Oh, fantastic.
Emma Stone, marry me now, please. Please. She is just the complete package. I can't say much. We need to try and get Emma Stone on Asian Pop Radio to have a chat about K-pop. Do you reckon anyone's tried to approach her about that before?
I don't know, but I reckon we should try.
All right, yep. let's tweet her during the news headlines. What do you say?
That sounds good.
Jeanette and Jay John show on Asian Pop Radio, and that was the lady that we're going to be speaking to tomorrow, Deanne Trisha, with her song Stargazing, incredibly popular and just her, like, growing in fame at the moment in Malaysia. So make sure you go onto YouTube and check her out, D-A-I-Y-A-N and then Trisha. Someone else that's constantly growing in popularity is a lady by the name of Cassandra Bredsell, a.k.a. oldest K-pop fan. How are you going?
Hey, guys. Good. Lovely day today.
Look, it's great to cross to people on the street and out in the important things that are happening around town. And I'm not sure. It sounds like you're on a red carpet somewhere. Is that correct?
Yes, we're having a celebration for our friend's 89th birthday.
Wow, isn't that an incredible feat? 89.
Yeah, 89, and she swears like a trooper. It's brilliant.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So is that where you get it from, Cassandra?
Well, she's from England, so.
Potty mouths. Just like that. Yes. Just like that Miss Mo from K-ville, you know?
Oh, yes, she's a terror, that one.
So what's on the menu there today, Cassandra?
We had some spinach cannelloni.
Ooh.
Some lovely marinated chicken wings, salad, obligatory sausage sangers.
Nice.
Yeah, we've had a good feed and a nice pavlova birthday cake.
That's incredible. What kind of gifts does an 89-year-old get for their birthday?
Whiskey.
Isn't it kind of weird when you talk to those people that, like, you talk about how they got to, like, you know, a healthy age, like 89, and they're either drinking a lot or they're smoking a lot or they're eating junk food all their life and they somehow get through, right?
Yep, and she drinks like a fish. It's brilliant.
Oh, my God.
That's my goal, to grow up and be like her.
Just you know what you should do? You should follow her around just for a week and write down every single thing she eats and drinks and just
chocolate.
Mimic that. Chocolate?
Chocolate. That's it.
It would have to be scorched almonds, wouldn't it?
No, the mint biscuits.
Mint biscuits?
Oh. Mint biscuits, yeah.
Ah, like you mean like the Arnott's, like, mint chocolate, like...
Mint sliced biscuits.
Yes. Yeah. Nice.
Yes. Yuck. Yeah, no.
But... You don't like them? Not a fan of mint?
No, not at all.
I would rather have the one, the equivalent, the caramel equivalent to them. The Arnott's make a really nice caramel biscuit, and I could just knock half of them back in one go.
Oh, you know what's
good?
Oh,
yeah, I can get the caramels for sure.
Those what about those choc royals, the ones with sort of like...
marshmallow.
Yeah, marshmallow on the biscuit. Yeah, they're good.
It's inevitable.
Drilling again in the morning.
It's inevitable that we're talking about an 89-year-old's birthday and we're talking about biscuits, because biscuits are big in the seniors community, right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Did you ever do the Tim Tam Slam, Cassandra?
No, I'm not a fan of Tim Tams.
What? You're an Australian.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. But I'll make up for it with the Vegemite.
Well, that's true. We need to get you having some Vegemite dip, like dipping your Tim Tams in Vegemite to prove how Aussie you are.
Would you do that?
Probably not. I'm quite happy to be a bit low-key on my Aussie tag.
After a few drinks, maybe.
And are they playing any K-pop there today, Cassandra?
Actually, I made them play Big Bang's Fantastic Baby for me.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
How did she react to that?
She kind of looked at me like I was crazy, and she goes, "I don't understand what they're saying." And I said, "It's okay, it's Korean."
You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to just get off on the boys. Is that what you said?
She's like, "Where's that?" And I'm like, "South Korea. Where's that?"
It's south of North Korea.
Don't worry about it. But yeah, everybody thought it was pretty good, actually. So they were all able to walk along and laughing at me, singing along and dancing.
See, I think that's nice. I think the K-pop industry have you to thank, because you're always converting people, even at 89-year-old birthday parties.
I'm trying. So the good thing is she won't remember it tomorrow, so I can play it again and it'll all be new to her.
I feel like every time I see Fantastic Baby, it feels like the first time as well, Cassandra.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. And so is there any K-pop that's tickling your fancy this week? Anything that you've got a keen eye on?
Of course. BAP comeback this week.
Yeah.
Well, last week, yes, Wake Me Up. And it was the return of Jungkook as well. So it was a double celebration for me. It was
Has Jungkook been waking you up, Cassandra?
He does constantly, but that's another story, and it should have been on Mo's 19 plus show.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, since he's been having time off to deal with his anxiety problems, so it's his first song back with the boys and promoting again. So it's, we're all eagerly eyed watching to see how he handles it. And
yeah.
Just hope that he doesn't push himself too hard.
It seems like more and more stories are coming out of K-pop artists that are having either mental health issues or just in general being sick. Like, we heard stories over the weekend, whether they were confirmed to be true or not, but like Jackson of GOT7 being sick on stage at the fan meets and stuff like that. It's a bit of a shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
I really feel like they need some more mental health days, or perhaps an RDO.
Well, you know, is it something that's, that they don't really deal with in Korea? Is it one of those taboo things? You know, there seems to be a lot of those. So, you know, maybe it's good that these musicians are bringing it to the forefront, and it's something that people can finally start to deal with and realize that, you know, it is a serious issue.
Yeah, I hope. K-pop idols seem to have an incredible way of being able to stand up for particular causes and stuff. So hopefully they stand up for themselves and try to shed some light on those issues, because I think we all need some downtime. If we don't get it, we can just be a bubbling pot of mess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Actually what the whole song is about, Wake Me Up, you know? It's all about waking up and looking at what's going on around you and how you can make a difference. So,
Oh, wow. I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, very deep. Their songs always have a good message to them.
Well, we should say at the same time that if anyone's experiencing anxiety or depression listening to the show right now, you can actually get onto beyondblue.org.au for some resources and try to sort of get your head around things. Or if you've got a friend that seems to be struggling, you can do that on their behalf. And their phone number is also 1-300-224-636.
It only takes three simple words: are you okay?
That's it. Hence why we have an Are You Okay Day.
That's right.
Well, we could have an Are You Okay Day every day. You just walk around asking everyone constantly if they're okay, to the point that they're going, say, I'm not okay because you keep asking me.
Yeah, just leave me alone.
Leave me alone day. I want to have one of them. I want to have one of them every Sunday. I'm just going to put a big sign up on my house that says Leave Jace Alone Day.
Then
good luck with that.
What would we do?
I don't know. You might have to all figure it out for yourselves, just for one day.
Janet might be in charge. Look out.
Uh-oh. All right, Cassandra, thanks so much for joining us on the show once again. And do you want to remind people how they can get to your page?
Check me out on World's Oldest K-Pop Fan.
Yay!
Facebook, and also on Tumblr.
Thank you very much, Cassandra.
No worries, guys. Nice chatting with you, and I'll talk to you next week.
Have a veggie sausage for me.
We shall. Bye.
Bye. Going to that Indonesian track that we mentioned earlier on now, Robert, it is SOS with Independent Girl on Asian Pop Radio. Thumbs up. You know, this is not a visual medium. This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio, and there was Orange Caramel with Catalina, one of the greatest K-pop songs of all time. Of all time. One of the greatest men of all time is on the phone right now.
Wow, of course, that's a title.
Chance Dolan of Korea FM. How you going, Chance?
It's good. Korea's an exciting place to be right now.
Well, it really is so much that you're singing and dancing by the sound of it.
I'm located in Busan right now, which is the second city of the peninsula, if you will, and it's on the southern tip. So Seoul, a lot of my friends are there, reporters or just English teachers, and this last weekend has been quite a party. Park Geun-hye, her impeachment has been upheld, so that means she's been removed from the office of the president by the Constitutional Court. It was an 8-0 decision in favor of impeachment. So that's about as bad as you can get.
Yeah.
At least from her perspective, you know, if it had been a little bit more split, that would have been something. But so she's out of office. But as of right now, I believe she's still in the Blue House. She hasn't actually moved out. So now we're getting into these kind of details where it's like, is she going to be arrested? Being impeached meant that she lost her immunity. immunity, so she can be arrested. But I remember months ago when all this was getting started, people were talking about, you know, as soon as she gets impeached, she could be put in handcuffs and brought to jail. Well, she's still living in presidential residence, so I think we're a little ways away from that.
Right. So is it just that they're being kind of respectful about it now and trying not to be rash? Like, that's been handed down. They're not going to just storm the Blue House and take her away. Are they just kind of being a bit more careful and dealing with it sensitively, perhaps? Or
I really have no idea what's going on right now. It's hard to tell. You're getting updates both on the English side and on the Korean side of the news. But the big deal at first was there was protests both in favor and against impeachment, or I guess you could say people were out at, you know, activists in the streets. Unfortunately, right after the news was read, I believe two, if I saw another report that said three protesters were killed. Apparently they were pushing on something and something fell on them.
Oh my God.
There were dozens of injuries. So there have been some deaths, but it's the type of death that I guess in one way you're sad people that have died, but it's not violence from the police. It looks like it was an accident, where that's something that South Korea has had to deal with in the past. Something like a 75-year-old man was hit with a water cannon. He went into a coma and then he passed away in the hospital, you know, a while later. So that's what we've been seeing in the last year. So once again, this instance is not what you might think. These people were apparently pushing on some large, heavy objects and something fell and hit them and they died. So that's what I've seen reported. But once again, this stuff is just kind of coming out. I think that might have been updated to three people have now died, but I haven't seen that confirmed. But now, since the protests are over for the most part, that was all happening leading up and then right as the verdict was read, now we're looking at, what's going to happen to Park Geun-hye? I don't know what that's going to be. And I don't know if that's kind of what you just mentioned. Are people taking their time to do it correctly? Or, you know, Park Geun-hye, her people are saying that this is all, you know, defunct. They're saying that, you know, this isn't constitutional. She shouldn't have been removed. So they might be pushing back. It's hard to tell what's happening right now.
And has there been anything similar to this in the past in Korean politics?
Oh, absolutely. If you look at Korean politics, it's just turmoil and then turmoil and then more turmoil.
Right.
But as opposed to something that happened around the end of 1989, I believe it was, or maybe 88 or 89, there was a movement to elect the president. They wanted to be able to have an election for the president. And that was a huge movement, a huge protest. Sometime in the recent, I don't remember the exact time, but then there were protests maybe in the last 10 years, somewhere around there, where they were protesting American beef coming to South Korea. And there are just a handful of protests that you can just point to here and there. And then you go back further when there was the dictatorship of Park Jung-hee, her father, who was assassinated by one of his own men. And then her mother was assassinated by an assassin who was actually aiming for her father. So the current president who's just been ousted, she's an orphan. I mean, I could go on and on here. I mean, it's just,
wow.
South Korea is has a very traumatic past for politics, for war, for everything. But
it sounds a little bit like the Kennedys of America, right?
It would be the Kennedys if John F. Kennedy had been a military leader who took over the country and was a dictator and then had been assassinated. So I guess that would be the Kennedys of South Korea. Yeah.
Wow. Well, they've obviously got some volatile things to deal with there. And I mean, I guess at the end of the day, what everyone else wants, I assume in Korea and also those without outside of Korea that are also, concerned about what's happening on the inside, we just want it to be less volatile and for things to just kind of get back to normal, right?
Yeah, well, that's interesting now. So forget Park Geun-hye because she's no longer the president. She's, you know, just a private citizen now, I guess, who may be going to jail. But when you talk about who might be the next president, because this impeachment has triggered a 60-day automatic election. It has to happen sometime in the next 60 days. It might happen something like 58 days because they want to get the date right. So maybe not the full 60 days. The guy who looks like could win is from the opposite party or liberal party. It's thought that he might be more open to talks with North Korea. His party and he himself has said negative things about the THAAD missile system, which is actually now just being deployed here in South Korea. That has angered China and hurt relations between South Korea and China. But obviously, the United States really wants an anti-missile system put in place in South Korea. So, forget Park Geun-hye. There's still a ton of stuff going on.
Yeah.
So you really just have layer upon layer upon layer of something that's going to happen in the next 60 days.
So there's a chance that the conservative conservative side of politics will be governing in Korea, and that they might want to mend relations with North Korea.
Well, I mean, there's an argument that could be made that South Korea, both sides might be considered conservative in some ways, but
right.
This is the less conservative.
Right.
This is the minority party right now. I forget the name of the candidate, but he's leading in the public polls. And if he wins, his party might swing this in a different direction. Park Geun-hye had reached out to China during her presidency, and they had increased relations before all this other stuff started to happen.
Right.
But now, because Park Geun-hye also kind of turned on China, decided to implement the THAAD system, China got very upset with that. So maybe the new president, if he's from the minority party, might say, no, we're going to go back on that. So these are all things that you need to talk to some higher people to get all this stuff. You got to talk to professors and politicians.
Chance, what do you think's next for President Park? Do you think she might find herself a job at Samsung, perhaps?
That was the joke. I was talking on Facebook with some friends, and we were asking if President Park was going to try to flee the country, and we couldn't really figure out a country she could go to that would be friendly to her. But someone brought up the idea of a Samsung submarine
picking
her up in the Hangang River and taking her somewhere. That's part of this whole thing too. So basically the de facto head of Samsung has been arrested. I believe he might still be in jail, but he was in jail at one point, which was a huge victory for the anti-Park people here in the country. It looks like he's going to go to trial, and I believe up to four other executives from Samsung. And this is all tied into the same bribery scandal that Park Geun-hye got embroiled in. So, so she obviously probably, I guess you could say now without any problems because she's been found guilty, she was, working with Samsung to take bribes and get government favors. But at this point, I think everyone just wants to distance themselves from everyone at this point. Yeah. They have to fight their own battles.
Well, let's hope wherever she flies, there isn't a Samsung Galaxy Tab on the plane, because she might not get far.
Well, also though, the WikiLeaks thing. I mean, the CIA is tapping Samsung television. So, I mean, that's a whole nother issue.
Oh my God. Wow. So many levels. I'll just stick to my iPhone that doesn't work properly, Chance.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing the CIA can get into that one too.
But let's get back to the Nokia 3310 that they're going to re-release, because I think there's less of a chance that someone can tap into that.
Exactly, yeah. And you can throw that at the wall.
All right, Chance, thanks for chatting to us. And just give us a plug again for Korea FM. How do we find it?
Yeah, go to koreafm.net. Also look in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Store, any pod application that you use, podcast application. It's a Korea FM talk radio news podcast. And we have an episode about every 2 to 3 days. And that's a mixture of long form interviews, maybe 10 minute reports, and also 3 to 4 minute news updates.
Thanks, Chance.
Take care.
Asian Pop Radio. This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio, and that was I'll Wake Up by Nanami. Nanami.
Nanami.
Yeah, Nanami. Good. My Japanese is shot, but who didn't know that? That's it for another episode. Thanks so much for being here. Robert, thank you for filling in for Jeanette once again.
That's okay.
Much appreciated. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. Like us on Facebook, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio. You can download our app, Robert.
On iOS or iTunes. iOS or Android. Oh, no.
Free.
All free.
And
yes.
Depending on which one you download, they mostly do the same, but it'll have like a list of the songs that we've just played and linked to iTunes if you want to purchase them and support the artist. There's an alarm clock on the iPhone one that's so you can wake up to Asian Pop Radio each morning, which is pretty cool. This is Jeanette and Jay John Show replays from 7 to 8 in the morning. So many good reasons to download our app, and the phone's going off and everyone's excited. So let's go to the top 10 countdown. Bye.
See you, Jay.